Okay, we're on page 338. We are in, huh?
Which verse?
What's that? Perek Tes. We're going to start Pasuk Chavov.
Can't be Perek Tes.
Yeah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavov. Page 338, sentence 26. Akbad is Goshen. Okay, we're middle of the plague of Barod, which was the hail, which was a mixture of fire and water together. And like we said, that fire and water made peace between themselves, even though they're basic enemies, fire and water. They cannot coexist, but they made peace for the sake of Hashem's will to punish the Egyptians. And he was explaining that the Barod was, Hashem told Moshe to warn Pari that if you're afraid of God, if you fear God, bring everything into the house, because anything that's left in the field is going to be destroyed. Animals, people, whatever, just take everything inside. So the pasuk says, "Rak be'eretz Goshen," only in the land of Goshen, "Asher sham b'nei Yisrael," where the b'nei Yisrael lived, "lahaya barad," there was no barad. Now, even though the Medrash says that even if there was a Jewish animal somewhere else in Mitzrayim, when the hail came down, it missed the Jewish animals. It didn't hit the Jewish animals. But here you have the land of Goshen, where the entire land, where the Jews were, did not have any hail whatsoever. So Hashem differentiated clearly between the Jews and the Egyptians. So what happens, Vayiz Vayishlach Pari sent, Vayikra L'Meshe L'Aren, he called Meshe N'Aren, Vayemer Elayim, he said to them the following statement, Hashem HaTzadik, V'Ani Avami HaRushoim. Hashem is a tzaddik, and me and my nation are wicked. Now, the question is, why is he saying Hashem is a tzaddik? You know, all of a sudden, what is he saying? So he says, some Mefarshim explained, because God did a chesed with them. Hashem did a kindness with them. What was the kindness he did to the Egyptian? He warned them, bring the things into the house. So Hashem basically was very nice, even though he wanted to destroy the enemy, but he gave him a warning first, you know, if you fear me, take everything into the house. So the fact that Hashem warned them, Pari was forced to say, Hashem HaTzadik, God is righteous for what he did. Okay, so now he says like this, Hatir Olal Hashem, Pari tells Moshe, pray to God, V'rav miyes keli selikim uvarod, that it should stop. It should be stopping this, it's enough already. The voices of God, meaning the tumult that came with the barad, ubarad, will send you out, and you'll not continue to remain here. So Pari basically said to Meshabeinu, stop this noise, this commotion, this barad, and I promise you I'm going to send you out. Now, Meshabeinu said, as we'll see in the next pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Pari, I didn't make a mistake with what you said. I know that you, after the plague is over, you're going to go back to your wickedness anyway. You don't fear God. But I'm going to promise you I'm going to daven anyway. So Pari is asking Moshe Rabbeinu, just do me a favor and pray to God to stop this, and I'll promise you I'll let you go. But Yemei Lev Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, but say, when I go out of the city, Ephraim says, Kapei al Hashem, I'll spread out my hands to God in an expression of prayer. The voices will stop. And the hail will not be anymore. Everything will stop. You should know, that God is the boss of the earth. So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to him, I want you to understand that I'm going to leave the city. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to leave the city to daven to Hashem? So, well, so it says, Rashi explains, and because it was Malaya Galolim, it was full of idol worshipping. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven in the city, where this is what Rashi says. So, the question is, before Moshe Rabbeinu, not that we don't find every time Moshe Rabbeinu left the city to daven, a lot of times Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the plagues and it doesn't say he left the city to daven. Why over here is Moshe Rabbeinu emphasizing, I'm going to leave the city? So the Mefarshim explained that in those days, the idols used to be outside of the city, like on the mountaintops, that everybody should be able to see them. When it came, the Makkah of Barod, They didn't want the idols to get ruined. So they brought it into the city to protect it. So now the city was more full of idols than any other of the plagues. Like when the wild animals came, they weren't going to hurt the idols on the mountains. Or Dams of Day, any of these things weren't going to... But now the Barod, it was going to destroy anything that was out in the open. So that the, even the Egyptians took their idols into the city to protect them.
Because the city was in the house.
No, well, the houses were in the city. So the fact it was in the city. So he didn't want to daven in the city, which had more idols than ever before. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave the city to daven. Huh? What's the difference? Mine. Yeah. Okay. So he says, Va'atav avadecha, and you and your servants, Yadaiti, I know already, Kiterim tirim imnei Hashem, you're still not going to fear God. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know you're not going to fear God anyway. Even when it stops, you're not going to fear God. Nevertheless, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to daven for you anyway. Why? Because I want to show you that God is the boss anyway. And also, as we'll soon see, God had to get him ready for the next plague. In order to get to the next plague, he had to stop this one. So Hashem wanted to stop to bring the next plague. So he says as follows. Now the pasuk continues as follows. Va'pishta va'aseiru nukasa. What was hit by the hail? So the pasuk now is saying which vegetation was hurt by the hail. So he says as follows. The flax and the barley were struck, that were hit hard. Why? Ka'aseiru aviv, because the barley was ripe. And the flax was in its stalk. Meaning as follows. Hard things are broken by hail. If you have something hard and the hail hits it hard, so it breaks it. If it's soft, then it doesn't break. So it says the barley ripens earlier, so when it ripens it became hard. So the butter hit it and destroyed it. The flax were in the stalks, so the butter also hit it because they were hard and therefore they broke. But but the wheat and the spelt leinuku weren't struck, because they ripen later. So right now they were soft. And when something hard soft, it just bends, it doesn't break. So therefore the Pasuk is saying the butter basically hit the hard things rather than only the soft things. Now the Mefarshim explain, why did Hashem do it? Because he needed it for the locusts, for the next plague, that they should eat up everything else. If everything was destroyed with the hail, what would the locusts eat? So that wouldn't be a plague anymore, because there would be nothing to eat. So it says, Hashem made that the butter came at such a time when it only ruined the barley and the flax, but not the wheat and the spelt. And therefore, that should be left for the locusts to eat in the next plague. Okay, then the pasuk says, "Vayetze Moshe mi'im Pare." Moshe Rabbeinu left the Pare, Yisrael from the city. Vayifre his kapo v'Hashem, he stuck out his palms to Hashem. Vayachtu la'keles v'abarod, and the barod and the voices stopped. Umata l'nitach arza, and the rain didn't even hit the ground. Rashi says there was another miracle here. It stopped mid-air. As soon as the plague stopped, The hail, which was coming down, stopped in mid-air. It didn't even hit the ground. That's what the pasuk says. Le'nitach arza, it didn't hit the ground. Now, he said that it remained hanging in the air. And it says in the Medrash, so what happened to the ones hanging in the air? So it says, the one hanging in the air in the days of Yeshua fell on the nation of the Amoraim. Of Amori. Now the Amori, the nation of Amori, so it fell on them. We'll see later in the, as they say in the book of Yeshua. Okay, so now it says as follows. Vayar pari pari so, kichod l'amot v'abarod, that the rain and the hail stopped. Vakeles and the voice of the commotion stopped. Vayesiv lachatei, he continued sinning. Vayachbed libehu v'avodov, and he and his servant's heart became hardened. Now, the Mefarshim explain why did Paris heart harden. He says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prove that Moshe Rabbeinu did this with magic, with witchcraft, that he didn't do it from God. So Pari wanted that certain things should stop, in meaning the hail and the voices should stop but not the rain. Then he said, that would show that you're doing it from God. Because if you did a magic, if the whole magic goes off, then everything's going to stop. Mm-hmm. You can't have half on, half off. If the magic's on, the magic's off. It's either all on or all off. So Pari expected Moshe Rabbeinu to stop some of the things and some of the things not. Lepreel Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. He stopped everything. So Pari said, this is not even from God. This is magic. And therefore, I'm not letting the Jews go. But again, here he's stuck, like we said before, last week, Hashem hardened his heart. So Hashem said, you're not going to listen. But his excuse, Pari's excuse was that this is not coming from God. This is coming only from witchcraft. And witchcraft, we could do witchcraft just like you.
Hashem means he believes that there is a God and the God is righteous.
Yeah.
And he and his nation are wicked.
Right.
So he accepts the fact that there is a God.
That's only when you're punished. He said, yeah, I believe God. Stop. Say, yeah, I believe. Whatever you want to hear, I'll say.
Okay. So he didn't mean it.
Of course not. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. In Pasuk Lamed, in sentence 30, it says, I know that you don't fear God. That you're still not fearing God. Even with this, you're not fearing God. It's like people that say things that they know the guy wants to hear, so they say it. But they don't mean it. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to him right away, you don't mean it. You just want this thing to stop, so you're saying it. And as soon as it stopped, Pari changed his mind. How much did he mean it already? V'chazek leif Pari, the last pasuk. V'chazek leif Pari, the heart of Pari was hardened. He still didn't send the Jews. The way God spoke to Moshe. Okay? So that's the end of Parshas Va'era.